Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Thursday morning. As, of course, the Phils, well, I guess they were bound to drop one at some point. So it happens. You pick up the pieces. You move on. Now, look, no Phils game later today, but a great, great, great stretch of Phillies baseball in recent weeks. And obviously yesterday they take one on the chin. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Eagles a lot. You know, it's a great opportunity for us to get into the birds today. So we'll do a lot of that. Some Sixers stuff. You know, the Knicks freaking won again last night. They are irritating, but I also kind of admire them. Look, we'll talk about it all. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The longest wedding veil in the world. Longest wedding veil, 23,000 feet, which is wow. The same length as about 63.5 football fields. That's a... That's a dress.
I mean, what?
That's flowing off the back of a dress for 23,000 feet.
Can I make two comments?
That seems so incredibly
I'll allow
wasteful.
You one.
All right.
Yes.
No. Comment one, someone needs to get a life. Comment two, someone needs to donate to the poor. I mean, if you can have a 23,000-foot wedding, what'd you say?
Veil.
Then freaking give your money away. All right? Don't waste my time.
How does your head carry that?
Yeah, that's a whole nother question. Probably got 1,000 bridesmaids carrying it down.
Yeah, that's probably what it is,
Holy
honestly.
Mackerel. All right, so look, there's a lot to get into here today, and obviously, Phils lose yesterday. They go down at least swinging, you know. I mean, it wasn't one of those. It wasn't a game that was, you know, totally, you know, weak. I mean, they were trying to fight back. I mean, I think a lot of us were probably
Toronto
dreaming.
Played a tough game. Well, Toronto fought.
I know, and they got a good pitch and all
they
that.
They made
and,
some plays in the
I
outfield.
Know,
they're diving around
they
out there.
They did.
Unlikely plays. They're hustling.
Yeah.
They were a tough team.
Seltzer, I was dreaming the dream of the Whit Merrifield three-run homer
against his former team, right? The whole thing.
Because I think back to 2 years ago when the Phillies had those four improbable wins. One was Vierling. One was Stubbs. One, I think, was Stott, I think. And anyway, look.
Did you notice that it was like it felt like every time the inning was ending, it was Bryce at bat, and then by the end of the game, Bryce just completely lost it.
Well, he was very frustrated.
No, I'm saying like he was the one who ended the inning.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the game, when he grounds out,
chucks
ends
the bat.
Inning,
oh, well,
chucks
yeah,
the bat.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he was so. Ticked off at the world. He just had enough. I mean, that's quite the fall from 3 days in a row of the home run world is
so he wasn't going to homer every game for the rest of the season?
Darn it.
I'm shocked.
And I was surprised to find out that he had only done the four in a row one measly time in his career.
Yeah.
Come on, Bryce.
All right, so look, the whole Phillies thing on the table, obviously, you know, not so much just yesterday, although you can comment there. But the recent stretch, where they stand, obviously still in first place, the whole deal. The whole Phillies thing, 215-592-9494. Speaking of doing, like, the whole thing, John, let's put the whole Eagles thing on the table today. You know, yesterday it was a lot of fun talking Eagles again, which we hadn't done a ton since the draft a few weeks ago. And yesterday was obviously heavy on Kenny Gainwell and that storyline and that element of it. But, you know, the reality is there's a lot going on here, or a lot that has gone on. You know, free agency done, draft done, retirements declared, coordinators changed. So let's crank it up today with a really simple question to everyone at 215-592-9494. As we look toward the 2024 season, 4 months away, by the way, from now. And I'll ask you this very simple question. How do you feel about the Eagles? Like, what is your outlook for the 2024 Birds, and what's top of mind for you when you think about them and this season up ahead? I'll tell you this right out of the gate, and again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. The main word, you know, there's years where the word would be, man, excited, stoked, depressed, down. Like, depends on what you're coming out of and what you think you're headed toward. The main word that I would put out there right out of the gate when I talk about my sort of feeling about the 2024 Eagles is, in a word, confused. Now, let me be very clear. I skew more positive than negative. I want to be very clear about that. I mean, for one thing, I think the Dallas Cowboys had a lousy offseason. They're a good team, but not a truly great team. I think there's ample opportunity for the Eagles to win the division. And that alone puts you in good standing, obviously. I also think there are, empirically speaking, with this Eagles team, I definitely believe there are more positives than negatives. I mean, I really believe that. You know, and obviously the offensive firepower is one of the main things. I mean, a team with Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, I mean, there are teams through the years that would die for that kind of talent, all right? So there's a lot of good stuff there. They have obviously rebuilt the secondary. I think that's fantastic. I mean, we'll see how much they get early from some of these young guys. Sometimes rooks step in there and give you a lot. Sometimes they don't. So time will tell on them. I think Vic Fangio is an upgrade. So there's a lot on the positive side of the ledger. But I also know this, and this is all part of what leads to me to say confused. I wonder what the real true issue was, and if there was a locker room dynamic that went out of whack last year. I tend to think there was. Don't know if it was Saab. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. That leaves me confused. I definitely don't know what type of season they'll get from Jalen Hurts. We saw in 2022 MVP-level performance. We saw in 2023 pretty damn good for about 2.5 months and then pretty damn bad for the last month and a half. So that leaves me confused. The Sirianni thing, very confused. I mean, on one hand, you know, this guy had an incredible stretch over about 2 years. On the other hand, we saw the biggest collapse, I mean, since, like, literally since the 64 Phils on his watch. We also know they lost Kelce, Cox, and Reddick, which is a lot of firepower to be without. So, you know, I'm kind of all over the place here, and I'll ask you at 215-592-9494, your outlook for the 2024 Eagles, what's top of mind for you? And again, John, I'll pose the question to you. How do you feel about our Birds?
Yeah, I love you. You said one word. You were confused.
Mm-hmm.
When I was trying to think of a word, that word was.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Dominance, that word was thank you. That's two words. Again,
thanks. There you go.
Again came to mind the dominance, the Howie Roseman dominates the off season again. It really does feel like we've gotten used to the feeling of winning the off season, and right now, we were so aggressive in free agency. We were so ahead of our rivals, you know, in the division. Yeah. Jeez, think about the way we re-signed all our big stars with their contracts. In Dallas, you've got the entire team of stars disgruntled because none of them have gotten their deals. And meanwhile, like, everyone's wondering, what are they going to do about Dak? He's due $55 million against the cap. They redid him. They went into the shop to figure out how to redo him. They came out and they saved $5 million bucks this year.
Yeah, bad redo.
Sounds like you failed at that as well. You're not managing any of this appropriately. We are ahead of the curve on all of our stars' big contracts. No one else seems to be. It just feels like it's a tight ship, as always. And I feel great about that. And then you look at the fact that it's Jaden Daniels at quarterback with the Commanders and Cliff Kingsbury, his offensive coordinator. New. Daniel Jones, Brian Daboll. Daniel Jones, no one has faith there. Like, it feels pretty good.
Well, the division's there for the take.
And let's spread out a little farther. We've got the 8th best odds to win the Super Bowl. Yep. It's in our sights, but no one's saying, hey, you know, we're counting on that. Right, so that's a healthy spot to be in. We've been there recently. We know that getting there and losing hurts pretty badly, too. So let's address what ailed this team. And we know with Howie at the helm and the trades out of nowhere that he's going to continue to address this team, make this the strongest of strong groups. Anything is always possible. And we should really agree on that anything's possible. Anything's always possible with Howie Roseman as long as it makes the team better. He's just going to keep moving that, and he keeps getting better.
Couple
at doing
things, John.
This.
I mean, I hear you, and I know you're you know in the semi pumped up mode, and that's great. I mean, again, I think there's more positives than negatives with the Eagles. Couple things I'll say, and again, everyone can weigh in 215-592-9494 on this, you know, May 9th date, four months from the start of the season. How you feel about the outlook for our squad? I'll say this: you said a lot of wonderful things, but
one huge negative.
Well, I was going to say the Reddick thing. Like, that's the thing that bothers me the most.
That's
because
the huge question mark that we'll probably have to just concede to, I guess we'll never know everything.
Well, here's what we will know, but we'll know it in 4 to 8 months. Did it work or not? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, Howie Roseman made a decision, essentially, to swap Hassan Reddick for Josh. What's the guy's name? Bryce Harper. What's this guy's name?
Yeah.
All right. For Bryce Huff. Like, that was Howie's decision. So I agree, John. It does look like that Howie did a lot of wonderful things this offseason. But that was a damn big decision. And I think most people would say probably not a good one. Now, look, I'm open-minded. Time will tell. I mean, you know, maybe this is a scenario of get rid of a player a year early instead of a year late. And maybe Bryce Huff will be the next sort of diamond in the rough that was identified by a Philadelphia sports team that was undervalued by a different organization. I mean, I remember when the Phillies got Jason Wirth. I'd never heard of Jason Wirth. I remember when the Phillies got Shane Victorino. I never heard of Shane Victorino.
I mean, how about when the Eagles got Hasan Reddick? You know, it's that's the same exact
right.
idea. I mean, that's what they're
right.
trying to recreate,
then
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple years younger and arm this with this guy with a new multi-year contract and believe in him and he's younger and better. And listen, we'll see. I mean, so that one's a big one. I also know this. You know, I think within this conversation, you always have to, at least I do, and I think a lot of us do, view it through the prism of what team we're talking about and what their past has been. Put another way, with the Eagles, there's whether you call it a standard, whether it's expectations that we've grown accustomed to, recent history, however you want to frame it. I'll put it this way. If the Eagles were the Flyers, I'm totally stoked. I'm totally stoked. Like, I'm used to the Flyers over the last 10 years not being good, either being average or essentially below average. So if the Flyers are going into a season with the firepower the Eagles are going into, you know, I'm doing cartwheels.
Firepower is magnificent.
But the Eagles have established a different standard. And therefore, you know, with everything that happened, including, guys, I'm going to say it again, no Cox and no Kelsey. And that's no one's fault. It just is what it is. Guys eventually retire. Like, I forget who it was. I heard someone this week on WIP reference, you know the Eagles' offensive line's always good. You know, the last 15 years, like, I was like, well, yeah, with Kelsey, yeah. Now, obviously, you had your group before that, John's group.
Cam Jurgens is going to be really good.
Runyon and Trey in that group. I'm not saying, I mean, like, yes, the Eagles, for the most part, have had a good offense, for the most part, for 25 years. God bless.
They'll be good again this
year. But Kelsey solved a lot of problems.
He did.
A lot.
He did.
A lot.
And there'll be a few problems here and there. Look, the roster's unbelievable. There's everything. The organization, the owner is consistently one of the top owners in the league. You can bank that. You got to love the front office. Howie's phenomenal. The roster, it's thrilling. Can't wait to see what this offense looks like this season. And we know what they've done with the defense all of a sudden. But no one really trusts the head coach to do the right thing, say the right thing, coach the right way. And I don't know if I'll ever get to the point where I believe in Nick Sirianni like I believe in my guts that Jalen Hurts is going to get that first down, or Brandon Graham, when we need it most, is going to be able to get his hands on a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Sirianni is the big question mark. This team is where it needs to be.
So I think
Nick's not. I need to see a lot from him.
It's funny you say that. I think Hurts is the biggest question mark. Look, we'll pose it to everyone. Where you stand on the 2024 Eagles from an outlook standpoint, 215-592-9494. It's always a good day to talk Eagles. And it's look, it's an interesting season. I mean, there's some years you feel like you know. And then there's some years I think there is some, we'll see. How do you project it? What do you think?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.